It is so hard to believe that Liz and I just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary. In this episode of the I Can't See You podcast, I'll take a look back over the 30 years and what's changed, and I'll look forward to what we've got coming up next.
From Studio C, welcome to the I Can't See You podcast with David. He can't see, but he's got a lot to say and a face for radio.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 78 of the I Can't See You podcast. My name is David, at David Benj on all the socials. I invite you to check out my social channels and connect with me over there on Twitter and Instagram and even on Facebook if you want. I posted a funny video today of Liz and I on Facebook, so, you know, become my friend and you can have a look at that. It was our anniversary today, and I'll get into that in a second. But before I get into that and looking back and looking forward, I do want to talk about the bugs. I know I've mentioned them over the last couple of episodes, and I right now, sitting in Studio C here in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, I have a oil diffuser going with eucalyptus oil to try and keep the bugs away because evidently they don't like that. And it's worked to various degrees over the last couple of weeks, and they're just not going away. And we've tried a few things, and there are some times that we get them where they're, it's not so difficult, and then other times they just seem to come out and come from everywhere. So I'm not quite sure what the story is. We have a few folks looking at it, both our plumbing guy and the company that exterminates for the building is checking into it. The best we can tell is they're coming in a water line somewhere, and it may be for the HVAC system, which, you know, is building-wide. So even if we get rid of them here, at some point they come back because, you know, if they're in the system, they go from one HVAC unit to another inside our building. So we're still working on that, but I'm telling you, I am breathing in these eucalyptus fumes, and I can breathe really easily right now, I have to tell you. I love the oil diffuser, and we put at other times of the year, put other things in them. But, you know, lately we've been going through eucalyptus oil like it's going out of style. So, and I'll tell you a funny story about that in next week's episode, because it kind of ties in with Father's Day. And I want to do a Father's Day episode and talk about some things with my dad that are some funny stories and some things that should have been shared. And, you know, now that he's gone, you know, can't be. And I'm a little saddened by that, but we'll get into that next week. This week, I want to talk about the last 30 years, June 10th, which is the day I'm recording this. It's Liz and my 30th wedding anniversary. And, you know, throughout the day we were thinking about it, and obviously it's a lot different, an anniversary than we're used to, because, you know, we're sitting at home all day. Liz still had school today. In fact, she actually ran to school and had a meeting after she got done with the kids via Zoom. And, you know, it was to celebrate. We actually got takeout food, and it was the first time we did any kind of takeaway since the middle of March. We were not really excited about doing stuff like that. Because, you know, we're just leery about bringing something home and then you've got it on the containers, whatever. I mean, you know, we're in a big building where, you know, there's a lot of people on top of one another here. And, you know, so we thought we'd give it a try. And our former neighbors, Mike and Lisa, had wanted to get together, you know, social distance wise, have a picnic type of thing. And we just weren't ready for that at this point. Their anniversary is tomorrow. And they are the year before, so it's actually their 31st anniversary. But every year we get together with them. This year we did not. But it ended up being a nice anniversary because we did get the takeaway from a Chinese place that we like. And there are two Chinese food restaurants near us that we enjoy. One is in Media. One is in Brookhaven. The one in Brookhaven is near the West Coast Video, which I mentioned last week, or where it was. It's not there anymore. And the one in Media is near our old house in Media, and we were going to go to that one. And then we realized in the summertime, in late spring, Media does this thing called Dining Under the Stars. And of course, with the COVID-19, that's in this section of Pennsylvania, that's the only way you can dine. You can only dine outside. And so Dining Under the Stars may not just be a Wednesday thing. It might be an everyday thing for now, because, you know, that's the only way the restaurants are going to survive, is if they have some traffic, and if they're only going to get traffic if they have tables outside. So the main street in media is called State Street. So we thought, well, if we go to Margaret Quo's, was the place in media, which we like a lot. And I guess if we had to boil it down, that's probably our favorite of the two, but we get different things from each place. And we thought, if it's Dining Under the Stars, it is going to be packed, because we just went into, in Pennsylvania, there's a red, a yellow, and a green state. And we just went into the yellow state last Friday, I guess, where it allowed the people to go and dine outside. So we thought, wow, it's the first Dining Under the Stars. People have been cooped up. It's going to be jammed. And, you know, we've gone at other times, intentionally gone to Dining Under the Stars, and you have to wait, you know, an hour for your food. And it's, we just didn't want to wait that long and just to take it home. So we thought, you know, we're not going to go into media. We'll go into Brookhaven. We ordered it ahead. Jacob had to work, so we went and picked him up. And before that, we got our anniversary gift from Giant Supermarkets, which was 9 cents a gallon gas, because we've been, because like everyone else, we've been eating at home every day for the last 3 months, and there's four of us here. So Liz has been spending between $100 and $200 a week on groceries from Giant, which, when Jane is not home and we're not eating home every day, you know, we maybe at the supermarket spend, you know, maybe $60 to $80, you know, and that's supplemented by, you know, a trip to Costco and a trip to BJ's. Now, those have, we haven't been buying as much from there because, we just don't have the space. We, you know, we have a small fridge. Again, it's an apartment. We downsize, figuring, you know, how many people are going to live here. Mostly it's going to be, you know, Liz and I, and sorry, there goes a fly in front of my face. It's mainly going to be Liz and I, and, you know, with Jacob to a degree, and you know, Jane would of course come and visit occasionally, but, you know, like I said, she's been living here for the last almost 3 months now. So the fridge has no space for stuff from BJ's or Costco. You know, we get, you know, non-perishable stuff from there sometimes, like the pita chips that we get at one of them, and you know, get some cleaning supplies or trash bags, you know, at some of them, and of course paper towels and toilet paper. But food-wise, not so much, other than maybe, you know, again, non-perishable stuff that can, you know, first sit in quarantine for for a couple of days and then make it to, you know, either a shelf or a closet or whatever. So you know, so we, you know, the supermarket does the points for the gas, and you know, so we got $2.20 off a gallon, and they were selling it for $2.29. Now, we saw it at other places for $2.19, but, you know, we didn't have $2.20 off for those stores. So we filled up with a little bit over 18 gallons and spent $1.81 to fill up, which was very cool. So that was our, I guess that was our only anniversary gift, you know, and then we went and picked up Jacob. He was working at Target, and then went and picked up the Chinese food over in Brookhaven. So it was nice to get out, although it was kind of hot today, and here in southeastern Pennsylvania. And one thing we've noticed between Liz and I am always usually cold, and Liz is usually always hot. So we're starting to wonder how it's going to work, and I'll get into this more a little bit later, how it's going to work if we move to a warmer climate, you know, thinking, you know, Florida or somewhere along the Gulf Coast or an island, you know, in the Caribbean, wherever. And again, I'll get more into that in a little bit. So, you know, I was sitting in the car while she filled up with gas. The engine was off, the windows were up, and I was fine. Now, it was 91 degrees here today. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt, so that didn't matter. And I just can't tell you how much I just love wearing just shorts and a t-shirt, and look forward to the day where that's what I wear every day, whether it's December or July. I'm definitely looking forward to that. And, you know, one of the things, especially lately, and maybe moving to a warmer climate won't be helpful. The main reason to move to a warmer climate is because of the psoriatic arthritis, which I touched on a few episodes back. It's been horrible the last couple of days in a couple of joints. So I don't even know how that is all going to play out. So we'll see. We'll see about that. But so throughout the day, we've been thinking about 30 years ago. And, you know, to think back, so it's before we had kids. We still had the video store. And it was so, life is so different. And just even thinking, last week was our fourth anniversary of living in this apartment. And, you know, all along when we bought it, we thought, well, we'll probably be here 5 to 7 years. A lot of it depended on my mom and how she did. If she continued to live past 7 years, we would, you know, obviously we would stay because, you know, we had to help her do what she needed to do and get what she needed. And, you know, even though she was living in a place where they had all or some of the amenities that she needed, she still liked stuff from Target, and she liked when we picked her up fried rice from P.F. Chang's, or there was a Thai place that she really liked, also got fried rice from that, or sometimes a pizza. You know, she liked that. She liked, you know, because she didn't always like the food where she was at Marist Grove and Rose Court at Marist Grove. So, you know, we were always, you know, like I said in previous episodes, you know, we were out there, you know, once or twice a week. And again, at the end, a lot more than that. So, you know, we felt tied to the area because we certainly couldn't leave her on her own. We had to, you know, even though I talked to her on the days that we didn't visit her, it was just something that, you know, we had to do. And look, I like doing it. And, you know, there were days on the phone where, you know, I could tell, you know, she wasn't feeling right or whatever. And, you know, sometimes I knew that if I just talked to her, she would, you know, perk up a little bit or, you know, say that she needed something, or if you're coming out this way, which of course it's 10 miles away. The only reason we're going out there is because we're going to be taking her something. You know, we don't go out there very often other than to go to Costco. And sometimes that happened too. Sometimes we thought, oh my gosh, we need such and such. Let's go to Costco. And then I would call my mom and say, hey, we're going to be out at Costco. Do you want us to pick you anything up? Yeah, I'm out of Oreos, or I'm out of sugar wafers, which she liked a lot. You know, and we would run into Target or wherever and get them and take them over to her. So just thinking about how all those 30 years, how things were different. You know, when we first got married, we lived in Brookhaven in a townhouse. It was fine. It was just two bedrooms. One bedroom we didn't even have a bed in. It was, you know, my office set up. And, you know, it had a couch in there if you wanted to sit and read, which I think Liz did. I of course never did because it was, you know, hard to read stuff in there. If I could read anything, I would read the mail if I could when we walked in the door. And just reading in general. And so, you know, that was when I could still read printed materials. You know, my vision wasn't great, but I could still read, you know, the address on a mailing label or at least the beginning of a letter to know that I wanted to read more of it or to know that it was junk. You know, so if it was something I wanted to read more of, you know, then, you know, if Liz wasn't home, she would read it when she got home. And, you know, and then we moved to media. And then, you know, right after we moved to media, you know, Jacob was born. And then, you know, a couple years later, 3 years later, Jane was born. And just things started changing. And how, you know, just looking back and thinking, you know, how we spend summers at Mike and Lisa's pool and they have a daughter named Maya. So, you know, the kids were all friendly and they would, you know, play and you know, just how different things are 30 years later. I'm actually lighter weight wise. I have less hair. Liz's hair is much grayer. As I said in the video today that is over on Facebook, you know, I probably caused maybe 25% of that, give or take. You know, the kids probably more, but she was going gray long before the kids and probably long before we got married. I'd have to look at the wedding pictures, which I did post one along with the video. And we certainly look younger, that's for sure. So, you know, she was just a couple of weeks out of college, Liz was, when we got married. You know, it's funny, we were going to get married. So we got married June 10th, 1990. We were going to get married in September of 1990. And when we started to sit down and plan the dates, you know, my dad wasn't feeling great. And again, 1990 this is. My dad wasn't feeling great, and he said, I don't know if I can make it to September. Okay, Dad, we'll move it up. When does she graduate? And she graduated June 3rd. Okay, well, why don't you do it the next week or the next day? Well, we couldn't do it the next day because June 3rd was a Sunday. Nobody has, as far as I know, not many folks have weddings on Mondays. So we did it the following week. When we figured it out, we figured, okay, we'll do it on the 10th. And we did. And again, June 10th, 1990. Let me just remind you that the day this is being released, this episode, June 11th, is the day my dad died. Not in 1990, not in 2000, not in 2010, in 2012. So 22 years and a day after we got married, my dad died. So so when we think about that and we tell him, you know, when he said, oh, I'm not feeling too great, and it was around our anniversary, I'm like, yeah, well, I'm glad we moved the wedding up a few months for you. And he would always laugh at that, and it always made him smile. So, it's kind of funny how there are a couple of different big things that happen in quick succession. December is a month like that where a lot of big events happen, a couple of big eye surgeries for me and some other things. And in June is the same way. So June 10th, we got married. June 11th, my dad died. June 12th, Jacob graduated high school. I'm sure there's a couple other things that right off the top of my head I'm forgetting. And again, you know, I'm sitting here, I don't have notes. And, you know, before I hit the record button, I think, what am I going to talk about? I know the general terms of what I'm going to talk about, but I don't want to forget this and I don't want to forget that. And, you know, sometimes when I do end and I sit there and I listen to make sure everything is good, I'm like, oh, I forgot about this. So hopefully I don't forget about anything today. But that's the way I do it. And I haven't come up with a better way. And when I spoke to Max Ivey about how he goes when he speaks live at a conference, how he does it, I said, how do you remember what you're going to say? He said, well, I don't really remember. I tell stories about what happened to me, which is pretty much what I do on this podcast, unless I have guests on. And if I do have a guest on, then of course I, you know, research the guest, and, you know, there are many things that I want to touch on, and, you know, certain things that, you know, I don't want to forget. And sometimes I will type out an outline and just listen to it a couple of times, you know, from my computer, so I remember to hit on those notes. I tried some other things, but they just didn't work. And because I'm wearing headphones, I can't wear an earpiece that would have a script that I could listen to. Because I did used to practice that when I was in high school. Do it typing up a script, and then at the time I would be able to read it, you know, and then have, you know, kind of like the reporters did, and maybe they still do, where they have the earpiece and they just do their report and they listen to it in their ear, so they just repeat what they're hearing. So I used to practice with the phone. And if you remember back in the day, if you're young enough, you remember you used to be able to call up to get the weather on the phone. In this area, it was WE61212. And I don't remember what WE is. I guess it's 9 and 3. So I guess 9361212. And so I would just repeat what I was hearing. And I got pretty good at it. I could probably still do it. And I still sometimes mimic the telemarketers they call with the automated messages and stuff like that, just to see if I can still do it. And I guess if I ever do public speaking, I'll have to do something like that. Back to the anniversary. So thinking about, you know, 1990, you know, we were right in the heart of the video store. We had the video store for about 13 years. I opened it in 1986. And we shut it down when my parents sold the property in 1999. So 1990, it was going great. And, you know, we were working. And for a while, we were working together, which was always nice because we would go in at, you know, 10 in the morning and stay till, sometimes I would stay on till 6 and Liz would get done at 4. She was, you know, basically working the counter while I might be, you know, working on payroll or marketing or whatever, or, you know, meeting with distributors and stuff like that. And then there were times at the video store again throughout the years where, we had a transition period where maybe the manager we had at the time had left. So somebody had to work during the day. That was Liz. And then somebody had to work at the night, and that was me. And, you know, there were a lot of times when Liz was on till 4, and then I came in at 2 and then worked until close. And, you know, and we, you know, didn't have any time together other than Sundays. Sundays I always took off unless, you know, there was not another manager that could do the Sunday shift. And we did have a couple of assistant managers that, you know, usually covered Sunday, so I didn't have to. But, you know, sometimes people go on vacation and whatnot. So, you know, so there were stretches like that. There were stretches when we had kids, you know, mostly Jacob, because, you know, 1994, you know, Jacob was born, and, you know, we had the store for another 5 years. Some days Jacob would come in, you know, Liz might go get her hair done, and Jacob would come in and spend some time with me at the video store. You know, we would change some light bulbs in the track lighting that we had. And then we'd get, we'd order from a pizza guy down the street. He would get chicken nuggets and fries, and maybe I'd get a sandwich or a pizza. And it was just a lot of fun when he did that when he was little. When Jane was born, you know, we only had the store for another couple of years, so we didn't do that too much with her. And at that point, Liz wasn't working the store. You know, Liz did some things at the store, you know, take bank deposits and stuff like that, but she wasn't working the counter anymore. Once we had Jacob, she was done at the counter and, you know, helped run the store, even though she never actually owned any part of the store. So just thinking back just to that stretch, and one thing that, you know, with the video store that, you know, I still think about is, I don't want to say it's a regret, but it makes me a little agitated. There was, I'll never forget, it was Halloween, and both kids were born. So it was either Halloween of 97 or Halloween of 98, because by Halloween 99, we closed, I want to say June 30th or July 1st of 1999. So either Halloween 97 or 98, every manager and assistant manager asked off. And I don't remember if we had a full-time manager then. I kind of think we did, but I don't remember for sure. I know one of the years we definitely did. And maybe that's the year that I'm thinking of. No one, even though no one else in the managers... one other manager had kids. It wasn't her normal day to work, so I knew she wasn't going to work. And I certainly wasn't going to ask her again because I knew she had kids. But no one could work it, including the couple of managers that didn't have kids. So I ended up missing the kids on Halloween, and it kind of upset me a little. Now, what I didn't realize, that was going to get a lot worse in the next business, because the next business, as I mentioned last week, was salon supplies and interiors. We opened that, you know, probably about 6 or 7 years after we closed the video store. And in between, I started digital graphics design with Superfan Dan. And you know, that was a normal, for the most part, 9-to-5 type of job. Occasionally when we were trying to get a job with a company, we'd work long. I know in one instance we worked almost till 2 a.m. working on designs for, I think it was a basketball team, and they liked it, but we never got the job. So, I guess that was some experience that looking back on, it was maybe a waste. I mean, it was fun. It's something I like doing. And that's, you know, that's the sad thing. Again, as I said to someone today, I am a very visual person with very little vision. And it's, you know, sometimes it's hard to give up on stuff if you can even do it just a little. And I can do it just a little. It just takes me a lot longer. So, but once we had salon supplies, you know, we were out of the door at home at, you know, maybe, 7:30, 7:45, and, you know, many days we didn't walk back into the house until 7-8 o'clock at night, because after the store closed, we take deliveries if the salons were open. Just trying to keep it going. So we missed a lot of the kids from 2006 to the time we shut the brick and mortar portion down in 2010. You know, we missed a lot. you know, those 4 or 5 years of doing that. So, you know, and that may be my biggest regret in life of missing that time with the kids. You know, we really couldn't take a lot of time off. Now in the summers we were closed on the weekends. You know, the salon business is in the summer, it's just dead. So, you know, salons don't come into the store on the weekends unless it's someone. And if somebody called and they wanted to come in on a Saturday to look in our showroom for, you know, equipment, you know, I would certainly go over and do that. But for the most part, towards the end, you know, we closed down for the entire weekend. We were always closed on Sunday, even in the, you know, winter and fall and spring. You know, so just all those things and just thinking back of all these different portions of our lives together over the 30 years, you know, and different events we've went to and, you know, how things have changed. You know, we went from a small townhouse to a big single family house in Media, you know, with a nice backyard and and a grill, which those two things we are so missing right now, that we've even considered moving locally, which it just doesn't make sense. And we keep, you know, having to stop ourselves from even thinking about it because it just doesn't make sense because we want to move to where it's warmer. And, you know, I don't know where that's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be in Florida or along the Gulf Coast in one of the Gulf Coast states or Texas. And one of the disappointments of the coronavirus for me, you know, canceling everything we were supposed to go to, Liz and I were supposed to go to the NFB National Convention this year, and it was in Houston, which was cool for a couple of things. You know, my friend Max, who was on the show a couple months back, he lives in Houston, so we'd get to connect there. And we were going to go down a couple days early, primarily to go to the beach from Houston. Obviously, you know, you have those, you know, Galveston and along, you know, those, the islands out in, you know, out in the Gulf there. And, you know, to see if it's something that we wanted to consider, you know, living along there, moving down there and, you know, South Padre Island and whatever. You know, so I was excited to do that because, you know, I've been excited to try and figure out where we're going to go next. And so when that got canceled, that pretty much knocked off that doing any of that this summer. And obviously the, you know, the coronavirus is what, you know, did that. And, you know, that's one of the things that, has stopped us from starting. You know, we were also going to make some, you know, the place where we live now, this condo, I don't know that either bathroom in it has been touched since it was, the building was built in 1969. So the bathrooms have to be redone. We have to do that to, you know, when we sell it. And we want to, you know, the same thing with the kitchen. We've done some work in the kitchen, but it was just to add cabinetry. You know, we still have to do the other half and, you know, get some new things. And, but that's all obviously put on hold. We can't knock out one bathroom with four of us living here. And we're, and to be honest, we're concerned about tomorrow, the 11th, they're supposed to, somebody's having some plumbing work done. When they do plumbing in a unit, the entire building gets shut down, the plumbing. So, hopefully it's a quick thing because there's going to be four of us here, with two bathrooms. So that's two flushes basically. I've already filled a gallon, jug, or 2 gallon jug with water. So maybe we can get an extra flush or two out of that. You know, so, one thing that we've learned from here, we don't think we want to be in a condo like this because we want to be able to, again, if we move to where it's warm, we want to be able to plant some lemon trees and some other fruit trees and things like that, which of course in a condo, you really can't. Because you don't own the outside, you can't do anything with the outside. And of course, then, as I mentioned a minute or two ago, grills, we would grill all year long. If Liz could get to the grill, she would go out there and grill. And, you know, at the house in Media that we had this grill on a little deck near the house, which was dangerous. We found out when it caught fire, the grill did, not the house, fortunately. That, you know, when the snow would drift, you know, when we had a bad snow, the snow would drift onto this little deck and it would be the because it didn't get a lot of sun, it would be the last place to melt. I mean, we would go out and shovel it a little bit, but any residual snow would never melt. I mean, it was the, you know, you would always look out there and, you'd see grass everywhere, but on the deck you would see snow. I mean, at some points, if I were making tea, I would take, if there was any tea, any water left in the kettle, I would take it out and just kind of, put it on there. And of course, that probably didn't help if it was cold out, because that probably then froze pretty quick, even though it was hot water. So we know that when we move, we want to have a single family home of some sort that has a little bit of yard. It doesn't have to be huge, and we're not looking for anything big. Again, considering any place along the Gulf Coast, Florida, either side, Florida Gulf or Florida Atlantic, My mom grew up in Florida. She was born in Tampa. And even though I probably still have some relatives down there, I haven't seen any relatives from her side in quite a while. I'm friendly with a couple online because of doing, 23andMe and the other thing. And that's something that in an upcoming episode, I am going to talk about, genealogy and how I want to go back and take a look. I'd love to go to where all my grandparents are from and, trace the roots even a little bit further than I can now, because I really can't go much past my great grandparents on my mom's side. On my dad's side, I can really only get to my grandparents, which came from somewhere in either Russia or Ukraine or somewhere in that ballpark. I just haven't been able to find. So talk about that in another episode. But, so my mom was from Tampa. We used to go down there when I was a kid to visit my grandmother and some aunts and uncles. And, and then my parents had a place in South Florida, first in Sunrise and then in Boca Raton. So they would go down there. My mom hated the winters up here. They would go down in November and come back in like March or April. My dad would come back and forth. He hated to stay down there, especially after we had kids. He wanted to come and see them, and he just didn't want to be away that long from me, I guess. So, and I guess other things, but I tell myself it was me. So I do have, I don't want to say roots, but there is some, some connection to Florida. So, it all will depend on affordability and, what kind of work Liz is going to do once we're down there. I'm trying to build, affiliate marketing to the point where she doesn't have to go out and find something else. I'm actually doing a course right now to try and build that. And, if it gets going, that could be something that's fairly substantial. And, sometimes people ask me, what is affiliate marketing? And affiliate marketing is like I always say, if you click on my links anywhere on icantseeyou.com, they go to Amazon. That's an affiliate link. So if you buy something, once you click on that link, I get a small commission. And the commissions are not huge. At best, it's 10% for luxury beauty, which I don't typically link to on I Can't See You. But it's usually between 3% and 4.5%. So it's not huge, but again, if I build a site specifically for affiliate marketing, certain products, then, that could become fairly substantial as far as income goes. First stage would be to have enough money coming in where my other company, Digital Graphics, would have enough money to buy medical insurance so that when Liz does leave her job at Walden, there's medical insurance for both her and we'd bring the kids on, because come the end of 2020, Jacob will be out of, he can't stay on our policy because he's 26. So the end of this year, he comes off our policy, so he's going to need something. So the goal is to have, both kids go on a policy. They'd be an individual, they wouldn't be part of a family policy, but, they'd become part of Digital Graphics. And maybe I'm crazy, maybe that's not how it works, but from what I've been told by a few, that is how it works. And sadly, I don't have Chris Dougherty to help me through that. hopefully his brother Tom will be able to lend a hand once it comes down to it, but not enough money there yet to do that. So that's the first goal. And, you know, and then, of course, it's, you know, how much, you know, are we going to buy? Are we going to rent? Most likely we're going to buy. You know, how much does it cost to, you know, get into something? You know, again, it doesn't have to be huge. You know, we're looking for probably 3 bedrooms in case both kids want to come and visit. I don't know if that'll ever happen if we move far away. And especially at the same time, will they come down and visit? And we'll need an office / studio so I can continue the I Can't See You podcast and any other podcast I may start. And I have to tell you, I wanted Liz to come on this episode with me, and she just wasn't feeling it. I don't know if she didn't want to go on with me, or she doesn't like the sound of her voice, or I don't know what the answer is, but you know, you can certainly reach out to her. If you're friends with her on Facebook, say, you know, why weren't you on that podcast? It was your anniversary too. So I'm sure she'll kill me for that. And the fact that I wake up every morning still after 30 years is, I mean, there are miracles that have been had around throughout time, and that has to be one of them. So other places we're considering, I remember seeing something. I love House Hunters International and Caribbean Life on HGTV and some of the other shows like that. And some of my friends laugh at me for that. And, I love to do it. In fact, Jane cringes when she says, what are we going to watch tonight? Because there's nothing on the DVR anymore, because we've watched just about everything. And I said, you know, we're going to watch Beachfront Bargain Hunt or House Hunters International. And she's like, oh, so she's a little tired of that. So I remember seeing I think it was a Caribbean Life episode where they were first talking about St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And the island had 3 very different climates, you know, down the east end, I believe it is, where it's, you know, almost arid and, you know, it's very dry, low humidity. And again, with the psoriatic arthritis, that would be a good spot for me. And, you know, the idea of being in a place like that where there's also a beach to walk on, and that's one of the reasons the beaches and the water are one of the reasons we're not looking in Arizona, because Arizona or you know, Nevada, you know, they would be places to go also. But, you know, there's no real ocean there. And, you know, that's one thing that Liz has always mentioned. She wanted, you know, some water and a beach. So, you know, we'll consider, you know, the U.S. Virgin Islands. And that was another beautiful thing. We thought, you know, hey, we could still be in the U.S., U.S. currency. Of course, they drive on the wrong side of the road there, but otherwise it's a U.S. territory, U.S. dollars, so forth and so on. Not too much of a difference, and obviously no language barrier. You know, we consider other places in the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico. You know, no habla español, but, you know, maybe it's something we could learn. Although lately, I'm having a little difficulty with hearing, and, you know, I don't know that I could even understand English enough to go anywhere at this point. You know, and we wouldn't, the only places we've really discounted and crossed off our list are places, you know, in Central America and in South America. We thought, yeah, maybe we could even look at like Chile or Ecuador, where the cost of living would be a lot less. You know, the government is just, to me, it's just not stable enough. It just doesn't seem safe enough. And then a lot of that has come through during, you know, the COVID-19, where, you know, they've had some issues, and I just don't feel comfortable going down there. You know, there's just too many variables, not knowing Spanish. And even if we learn it, how good are we going to be at it, and so forth? Obviously, wherever we go, you know, and we have to learn a language, you know, we're going to have to do it. And hopefully it will work out. You know, if it's someplace like that, I would imagine maybe we would rent for a year or two before we're sure. Another place getting serious consideration would be anywhere along the coast in eastern and southern Spain. The connection, you know, that's the place that I have a connection to, because my great-grandfather was from Spain, on my mom's side, the Hernandez, where I also get the tone from. So that would be a place, you know, maybe coastal France, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if it stays warm enough in the winter to warrant going there. And I haven't investigated it enough. And again, you know, once we have some time and the virus is, you know, not as worrisome as it is, you know, we would have to go and kind of check out some places and get a feel for it. You know, we've been to vacation in France, you know, in Nice and along the coast there. And we liked it, but, you know, we were only there for, you know, a week maybe at best. You know, and we certainly, I don't know that I would move to Nice or even Marseille. You know, Jane was in Marseille and she enjoyed it when she was there. When she studied abroad in London, she spent a weekend or so there. And that's one thing that we're also learning. You know, one issue that we have specifically with like the Virgin Islands, there's not a lot going on there. You know, we're not going to see our favorite bands come through there, most likely. So if we want to go to a concert, you know, we're going to have to go. So we're going to have to travel, which again, then adds to, you got to make enough money to do that. And so we'll see. And I was thinking about doing, you know, once we get started with it, you know, maybe doing a separate podcast on, you know, where are we going and some things like that. But, you know, it's something for now that it's, you know, the earliest we'll start to look, I'm guessing now, is going to be next summer, unless things ease up, you know, by springtime, maybe by Liz's spring break of next year. Maybe we can go someplace and just have a look, maybe down to Florida or the Virgin Islands. You know, again, Florida, spent a lot of time down there, obviously went to school for a little bit down there in Miami. So spent some time in Miami and Sunrise and over in Clearwater and Tampa and, you know, some of those places along there. You know, wouldn't be against looking even in, you know, again, any place along the Gulf, you know, as long as it has enough stuff. You know, we used to say as long as there's a Starbucks nearby, but, you know, we haven't been, Liz hasn't been to Starbucks since, you know, earlier mid-March, and she hasn't been back yet. She's been making stuff at home, and she's just not comfortable getting stuff from restaurants outside. Like today when we brought our food in, you know, she had pre-planned and put down a covering on the counter so nothing from that we brought in touched the counter. She wore gloves as she emptied the Chinese containers onto plates and bowls and then immediately threw everything out into the trash. And then once everything was said and done, everything was off the counter. You know, she took the gloves off and then we ate. And so, you know, I don't know how long that's going to continue, you know, but hopefully, like I said, by, you know, next spring break, we'll be able to see where we can go. And you know, and listening to, I listened to another podcast. It's called Eyes on Success. It's a husband and wife that do it. The husband is completely blind. The wife is not. And they just moved houses in Boulder, Colorado. And I could relate to the guy because his name is Pete. They moved into a place and he was still getting used to it. So he didn't know where some things are. And it just made me have flashbacks to when we moved in here. And I was constantly bumping my head on the cabinets in the kitchen because when I was cleaning the counter, I would lean too far in. Sometimes I would hit it pretty hard where I'd, you know, cut my forehead, you know, on the hood on the oven or on the stovetop. And, you know, again, Studio C is, you know, from the middle of the room down, going vertically, from the middle down, it looks like an office. There's a desk, there's a computer, a telephone, you know, a TV on the wall, and, you know, some office-like stuff. But from the middle of the room up are shelves with food and all sorts of equipment, and there's hats hanging on a pegboard, and there's some other boxes that probably haven't been gone through since we moved in here that we could probably go through and throw just about everything out. So when I would sit down, you know, if I walked in, I'd have to have the chair facing me. I'd have to sit down and not start to turn until my butt hit the seat, and then I could spin. But I had to be careful where I spun. I had to be in the middle of the room or my knee would hit the filing cabinet that's on the floor on my left. And, you know, so when this guy was talking about just moving, he said, yeah, I'm still getting used to it. I couldn't find the door. And again, he was completely blind. I have a little bit of sight, enough sight that I don't use a cane walking through the apartment, where he was using a cane as he was going through until he got used to where everything was. And, you know, so there's that factor. And then there's the factor of, you know, once we move, getting a handle on, you know, how the town or city is laid out and how easy it is. You know, I've been thinking about, boy, you know, it'd be nice when we move to where there's a beach. If we're close enough to the beach, I can walk along the beach. And then I thought, well, how will I know when it's time to get off the beach? And, you know, I don't know. You know, I guess I'll have my phone and, you know, I'll put a, you know, some sort of, you know, I'll do a directions, you know, or some notification, you know, to, you know, remind me when I get back to this point, this is where I leave the beach. so we'll see. It'll be interesting and it'll be fun to explore. And as I told Harriet, who's the president of the Keystone chapter of the NFB of Pennsylvania, you know, she said, oh, I didn't realize you were that seriously considering moving. And, you know, the part that's sad is, you know, I'm starting to build, you know, build up things. You know, I'm the treasurer of the Keystone chapter, and, you know, I've spoken at the state convention. And, you know, I mean, that's growing a little bit. And as I mentioned before, I love speaking, you know, doing public speaking. And I think it'd be fun to do more of that. And, you know, obviously if we move, you know, I have to start all over from where we move to, from here to there. And again, if it's, you know, if we pick some place that, doesn't speak as English is not the main language, then, you know, then there's that wrinkle as well. You know, and because we're old, me more than Liz, you know, picking up that language and speaking it well, that ship has probably sailed decades ago for me. You know, I can repeat a lot of things, you know, and say it as close to a native as I can. But, you know, like I said the other day, Jane and I were playing Jeopardy on the Alexa app or the Alexa device in our kitchen. And we had to do something where I thought they said lethal, like lethal weapon. But the word they were saying was legal. So I said kill, you know, was a short word for whatever. I don't remember exactly what it was. The correct answer was sue. And when I said kill and it, you know, we got it wrong, she's like, Dad, why would you say that? I said, wasn't the word lethal? She's like, no, it was legal. So yeah, that made me realize, you know, foreign language, I shouldn't say foreign because, you know, obviously people in this country speak Spanish and I'm sure in some places French as well. You know, thinking about Miami and, you know, the folks from Haiti, you know, French is the native tongue. So it's just amazing to think back over the 30 years that we've been married, the different transitions that we've made and going from no kids to kids and all the stuff that come along with kids, the schools and the sports and all the other craziness and driving to the friend's house. And because our kids were, you know, at Walden, you know, their friends were spread out. They weren't like when you go to a public school, everybody's from the neighborhood or fairly close. So it's just a couple minute drive. You know, it wasn't that way because, you know, Jacob's good friend at Walden lived in Westchester and then he went to school out near Westchester. So when we had to go pick him up from school, you know, or take him back to school for something that might be going on at night, you know, it was, you know, a half an hour ride each way, you know, to get him out there. So, you know, doing anything like that, it it was something. So we went through all those stages and then the college hunt, which was always fun, which I loved looking at colleges. You know, we went through that whole thing and now, you know, it's just transitioning and it's just amazing to think back some of the things that we remember, you know, from, as I said to Liz today, one of the things, there are a couple of things from our wedding that I remember. One was, and I have a picture, I'll have to find it. And if I can find it and get a good shot with my phone, I'll put it up on Instagram. You know, where when you get married, you know, the bride always smashes the cake on the groom's, you know, on the groom's face. I opened my mouth wide enough. I think I had half a piece of cake in and I missed very little and very little got on my face. So I remember that. But we had ours was held at the Four Seasons in Philadelphia. They had blackberries there. And I love blackberries. As I mentioned in my episode where I talked about losing weight, the blackberries that I eat every night are, you know, maybe a third of the size of these blackberries that I had on our wedding night, you know, at the, I guess it was the open bar, the appetizer section. They were so huge. They were like the size of my thumb. They were just so gigantic. And it's funny, whenever we occasionally get the huge ones like that, I think back to, you know, to the wedding and that's one of the things I remember, you know, and it's just hard to believe that was 30 years ago and you still remember, you know, like it was yesterday. I can still hear Alex on the video saying, and we haven't watched the video. Maybe we should start doing that every year. Although I don't know that we have a VCR, you know, saying that, you know, his quip on the video was, brides should be like money. When they get to 40, you turn them in for 220s. So I guess I'll end it on that, right? Sorry, Alex. So that is episode 78 of the I Can't See You podcast. I really appreciate you joining me. And again, if you have any questions or suggestions for upcoming shows, I really do want to have some more guests on. And I'm going to speak to somebody this weekend about coming on an upcoming podcast. Next week, like I said, it's going to be a Father's Day edition. I'll talk more about stuff that I did with my dad. And maybe if I can come up with some of his war stories. I mean, he had some good ones. He was a POW for 13 months, so... You know, that's going to be a good section to talk on because, you know, we've kind of been in captivity, but only for about 3 months. So not nearly the same. Don't have to trade smokes for food with the Nazi guards like he did. And again, I'll talk on that next week. I don't want to get into it now. But if you do have suggestions or if you have questions for me, best way to get in touch would be area code 646-926-6350. You have up to 3 minutes to leave your question or comment. Or if you're a business and you need some help, you want to record a little something for your business, I'll be sure to include it in an upcoming episode. And again, reach out to me via email, icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com, icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com. I Can't See You sounds like a sentence, but it's only 7 letters long. And all episodes you can listen over at icantseeyou.com, icantseeyou.com. And the 3 most current episodes are on the main page. All the others are on the podcast link up above. If you click on the menu tab that says podcast, you can go and check any of them out. All 78 are there. Hard to believe I've done that many. And again, if you are shopping at Amazon, I would really appreciate if you used one of my affiliate links, whether it's on the page or you just go to icantseeyou.com/Amazon. That will take you right over to amazon.com. You could shop. It doesn't cost you anything additional and puts a couple of pennies in our pocket to help us, well, not even buy the Starbucks anymore for Liz. I'm not sure. Maybe it'll go for moving expenses a little bit at a time, right? So again, I appreciate you listening to episode 78 of the I Can't See You podcast. My name is David, at David Benj on all the socials. Please stay safe out there. Continue to wash your hands and social distance, and I will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the I Can't See You podcast. Follow David on Twitter. He is at David Benj.